see.
Okay, we'll let... All right. Do you want to tell everybody the song you want to sing? Go ahead.
Wide wide is the ocean.
Okay. Somebody could help me here, otherwise we can sing a little bit of it. Yeah. Is it on our song sheet here? Okay, let's sing it from memory.
Why does he
Our dear Lord Jesus, this morning, just turn to Thee and ask for a few minutes we have together, that Thy great and deep love and the seriousness of sin and the danger of an eternity without Thee, far from Thy presence, would be made clear to each heart, every single heart in the room. Just think of these things and just ask for Thy work to this end. Just pray. Thy name, our Lord Jesus. Okay. How many of you thought this morning is conference time? They probably won't get to me, so I don't need to learn my verse. Is there anybody that thought that? Okay, maybe you learned it anyway. But it go through your mind. It might happen. Oh, does that mean everybody learned the verse this morning? For this morning? Everybody got it all learned?
Yes.
Perfectly?
Yes.
Okay, well it is true. I'm not going to get to all of you. So you're right. If you thought you were going to get away with it, you might. But was there anyone that would like to say a verse they learned for this week? Okay, you. There's one. There's two. There's three. Oh, we've got lots now. We'll get to just a few of you then. And we'll start with Andrew.
Be ye also ready, for the Son of Man, for at such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44.
Good, thank you. Okay, we'll get a couple more. Let's see, who didn't get a chance for us? Lots of people to choose one. Choose one from this row and one from this row. You go ahead.
Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44.
Good. You had a chance to give us a hymn, so we'll look for a couple more. We'll see if Clement can say it for us.
Be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44.
Very good. Okay, so many of you. I'm sorry, I'm not going to get to all of you, but how about a couple more from this side of the room? Is this the shy side of the room? All right, that's okay. You had a chance to give out a song, and I want to give more different people an opportunity. Any more? Okay, you haven't had a chance yet. Go ahead.
Be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44.
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, I'll see if I can get a couple more from over here.
Be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44.
Okay, and why don't you say it as well for us?
Be also ready, for such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44.
Now, I appreciate that several of you still want to say it. And if we can at the end, I'll try to get to you. If we can. I'm not going to promise, though. No, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to think about. But I want to start with a pretty important story from God's Word. Because it's as though, because of this story in God's Word, it's as if all the lights in the world got turned out after this particular story. It's as though this is what turned out the lights for the world. So let's look at it in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. We'll just read a little part of it. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27. I'll read a couple of verses to make it go a little quicker. Verse 15. Now at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would, and they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. It was set down, and then just a little bit further, verse 20. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Talks about asking for Barabbas and destroying Jesus. Is that a good thing? Is there anything at your house you're allowed to destroy? Anything at your house? Oh, what's destroy? Do you know what destroy is? No? Yeah? Kinda? Not really? All right. Can you tell me someone that hasn't a chance to answer? You tell me what destroy means. Tell me what destroy means. Take something away, he says. Okay, maybe you take it away to the garbage and you get rid of it. Is there anybody around here where at your house they burn the garbage? Some people that live out around here, they burn the garbage, they get it away, they destroy it, they get rid of it. And what did they want to do with the Lord Jesus? What did it just say? What did they want to do with him? What did it say, Andrew?
Destroy him.
They wanted to destroy and get rid of the Lord Jesus while he was the light. And getting rid of the Lord Jesus means there wasn't much light left in the world. I want to tell you a story about something that happened at night. And I want to see if there's anyone here that's kind of like me. I bet you there's lots that aren't. But how many of you are afraid of heights? I don't have too many fears, I don't think, but I'm afraid of heights. I don't like it too high up. I don't mind if I could sit on top of that basketball hoop, that'd be okay. And I wouldn't mind standing up here or on top of there. But when you get up over about 20 feet, I don't like that. How many people have a corn bin on your property or a bin of some kind? How many of you climbed up onto a bin? I climbed up onto one of your bins a long time ago, and the only reason I went is because my little sister and the little boy from there, they were going up there, and I just couldn't tell them that I couldn't go, so I went up too. But I didn't like it because they had a bunch of little handles on the outside, and you climbed up one after the other, and if you looked down, it was a long way down. All right? I'm going to tell you about a story where a person was afraid, and there's a reason. I want you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, I think it's important that you're afraid too. But not just that. We'll talk about something else. This person, he didn't like heights at all. I've forgotten his name, so we'll call him by my name. We'll call him Stephen. And he worked for a company that built great, big, huge smokestacks and something inside them that cleaned them out. They were for power plants. This happened just a little over a month ago. And so he's from St. Louis, too. Some of you are from St. Louis. Anybody in the front part from St. Louis or that area, maybe from a city close by? A few of you? Okay, got a few of you from St. Louis. This man was from St. Louis. He went all the way over to West Virginia, and he liked to run the equipment down below. How many of you like to drive trucks or little farm vehicles? I wish that you could drive a truck, all right? Yeah, you would love to. I love you. He liked to do that. He enjoyed it. He was 28 years old, so he was a little bit older. And he went, and he drove the trucks. And they told him that day, it was a Saturday night, and it was dark. It was dark out, just like in this world that hated and threw out the Lord Jesus. And it was dark. And they said to him, you have to go up today, or tonight, on that smokestack. And it wasn't just tall. It was very tall. The ceiling of this might be maybe 30 feet tall, do you think? I'm not sure exactly. It was up above the ceiling. And if there are trees, they could be up taller than this, couldn't they? It was up above the trees. And the leg on your corn, how tall is it, Caleb? 90 feet. It was up above that. And the water tower, did you see the water tower in Allendale today when you came? How many of you saw that? Didn't look. How many of you have seen a water tower? Okay. It was taller than that. It goes up past the water tower. Can you climb all the way up to the top of the water tower? Some people can. And it kept going up and up and up, 1,000 feet high. 1,000 feet up in the air. And they said, you have to climb up that. He said, no way, I'm not climbing up that. And they said, you don't have a job. He said, I'm climbing up that. So he went to climb up the ladder to get up into that, high up into the air. And he got up a few feet, probably not higher than the top of this gym. And he said, I don't have a safety harness. You better get me a safety harness. And that's what I want you to have this morning. And so he called down, and they said, oh, there he goes again, I suppose. And they sent him up a safety harness. And he got a safety harness up there. And I want to read you what they read to us yesterday. Or in fact, one of you could read it. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And I'm pretty sure they read this verse yesterday. And it's so important. We're just going to apply a little part of it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And it will be verse 10. All right. Could you read that for us then?
And the way.
You want to step a little closer, maybe lift your Bible. Okay, there's good.
And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, when delivered us from the wrath to come.
Okay. Well, we could take the whole time on this story, but I'm just going to have to go quickly because it's pretty important. The important part I want you to think about is that the Lord Jesus came
The first time he came to this earth, one very important thing he came to do was to die for your sins and for mine, because we're all sinners. We've all been disobedient to God, and all of us, I am sure, have been disobedient to our parents too. So anybody here who's never, ever been naughty? Not once, not ever been naughty? Okay, some people don't think they have. Some people don't think they have, but they're not so sure. And the rest of you know, oh yeah, this morning even, I got in trouble or I was naughty. All right? We've all been disobedient. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that means that we are, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that means you are in trouble, that you are in danger. Whether you're sitting in the front or you're sitting in the back or you're sitting in the middle, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then you cannot enjoy the fact that the Lord Jesus came to deliver you from the wrath to come. So this man, he was climbing up, and he got all the way up, and I don't know how high up he went at first. And guess what happened at the bottom of the smokestack? Nobody has an idea? What do you think happened? He might have fallen. It could have fallen. But what happened? We're short on time, I'll tell you. A fire started. A fire started at the bottom of the smokestack. So do you think he went over the fire escape and down? No, the whole fire was coming up from down below. There was only one direction he could go, and so he did. He went all the way up, and he hated heights. And so Stephen went all the way up 1,000 feet straight up in the air, and he got to the top, and he was stuck. And the fire kept getting hotter. And that was a cold day. It was a little over a month ago. It was a cold day. He got 3 layers of clothes on, and he was hugging on tight. He had a safety harness around that smokestack, and his clothes started to catch on fire. It was so hot up there. What do you think he did? He started to pat out the flames over here, and he moved around a little bit. And then they catch on fire in a different spot, and he pat out the flames there, and he moved around a little bit. Do you think he was enjoying it up there? No. And if you have a conscience that was awake last night and yesterday, and you listened about the wrath to come, you're not enjoying it this morning either. Because if your conscience is telling you that you're a sinner, that all have sinned, that's what God's Word says, and come short of the glory of God, then you're not comfortable this morning. I can't see it, but you're not comfortable. And he was not comfortable. He had in his pocket a cell phone, so he called on his cell phone, and who do you think around near there wanted to climb up inside the fire to get to him? Think there was somebody? Firefighters came. The firefighters from all the communities around came. In fact, when they were building the smokestack, they made a preparation ahead of time. They got all the fire departments close by together, and they had a disaster plan. And so they all came, and they got there within about 15, 20 minutes. And there were 6 or 7 different communities with all their fire trucks. Which one of them do you think had a ladder 1,000 feet tall? Oh, they were ready for all kinds of fires on the ground, but they couldn't put it out. They couldn't get that fire out. They didn't have a ladder 1,000 feet tall. What did he need help from? Where is he going to get help? He called on his cell phone for help. They all came. They were all prepared. They just weren't prepared to go 1,000 feet up, and they couldn't put down the fire down below. So where is he going to get help from? Okay, you tell me. The Lord Jesus. That's true. The Lord Jesus is the only one that could help him. And you know what? There's only one person. You know, he did. He cried out to the Lord Jesus. He called out to the Lord Jesus for help. The Lord Jesus chose to send help a special way. What direction do you think it's got to come from?
Up. I bet it was a rainstorm.
What, it was a rainstorm? That's an excellent guess. That's one way the Lord Jesus could send help. That night it was dark and there was smoke and there was fire, and the Lord didn't send us rainstorm. He sent a helicopter. And that helicopter came from quite a ways away. And that helicopter arrived and stuck down a bucket. Remember, Stephen doesn't like heights. And there was smoke and there was fire out around there. And that bucket was bouncing all around. Do you think he said, oh, I'm just looking forward to letting go of the smokestack, getting rid of my safety harness and climbing into that bucket as that helicopter bounces around ahead up above it? I don't think he looked forward to it at all. And you know, there are some people that think about the Lord Jesus and they think, oh, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think my faith is strong enough. But you know what? He had a choice to have just a teeny little bit of faith and trying to get into that bucket, or to stay on that smokestack trying to put out those flames as different parts of his clothing started to catch on fire? Which do you think he chose? Which do you think he chose?
Bucket.
He chose the bucket. And you know what? The bucket was a good choice. They got him into that bucket. They got him up off that smokestack and out of there to the hospital. That's an important part of our message this morning. But there's another part that I think is even nicer. Let's look at a verse in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10. I'm sorry, Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. And I'll read it. We have 5 minutes left. And there's something that's even more wonderful. It's important to think about judgment to come. But it's wonderful to think about this. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, and verse 14. I'm going to read from verse 14 to verse 16. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer or allow the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verse 16. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. You know what? The Lord Jesus this morning loves you. And he loves you far more than I could ever love you. And you know, my arms aren't that big. How many of you do you think I could get into my arms? Not very many. Could I get you all into my arms? No. But the Lord Jesus took these children up into his arms. Which one didn't get to get up into his arms? Did it name one that didn't make it? His arms were big enough for all of them. You know, Friday night, I had Paul on one knee and Luke on the other knee and my arms around them reading of a book. And that was about full. That was about full. That was pretty good. But the Lord Jesus' arms are big enough, you know. He's put his arms around the Paul in the Bible and the Luke in the Bible. And he's put his arms around a whole bunch more. Do you think he has room left? Yes, he does. And he wants to call you this morning to him, to believe in him as your Savior. And if your conscience is working inside, there's only one choice: accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, because he died for you, because he loved you, because he shed his blood to wash away your sins. But he's coming back, right? He's going to come back. And he's going to come back for you. And I want to illustrate that with you in the few minutes we have left. He's coming back to take you where? If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Where is it?
Heaven.
And heaven is where who is? Heaven is where who is? You tell me. The Lord Jesus is there, and it's also a place he calls the Father's house. And that's what I'm going to illustrate for you. I'm going to call somebody to come to me, and if they will, all of you that want, the house is big enough, all of you that want can come with me to the Father's house. But you have to follow. You have to come when you're called. So I'll just call Paul. Will you come? You come to your daddy. You come to Puppy. Yeah, come on. Thank you. All right. You know, is the Lord Jesus going to come to get you? That's right. He's going to call you to come. If you know him as your Savior, he's going to come and get you. And anybody that wants can come with me. You can come to the Father's house. You can come to the Father's house with me. We're going to take him to my Father's house. Did you know? Oh, my. Oh. Do you want to stay with Grandpa? Okay. I had 24 of these to share, and I only got to share one. Isn't that too bad? I had 24 of them. They're pretty nice. They bounce up pretty well. And then there's this kind. Can you catch Jeremy? Oops, I can't throw. That's what I had to share with all of you. How many people got one? How many people came to the Father's house with me? My Father's house. How many came?
One.
I had more than enough, I think. Well, I had. If there hadn't been enough, I would have been happy to get more. But the Lord Jesus has room in his Father's house for everyone that wants to come to him. Isn't that too bad? Maybe if you say a few verses later, I'll be extra gracious. But there was room for everybody that wanted to come. And after all went there, what's coming next for the earth? What's coming next? After we're all home in the Father's house. What's coming next? Okay. Ooh, you haven't helped me as much. You help me out.
judgment.
The judgment's coming. And I brought something, and it's nothing like the judgment that's coming. But for some of you, I think it's the judgment you'll understand. So I went out and bought four of these. And I asked somebody this morning what these were for, and they told me... I got four of these. They told me, what's this for? What's it for, Matt? Well, some people, when they sell them in the store, I think they sell them in the cooking section. And this is a spoon, I suppose, to stir all the ingredients together when you're cooking. But that's the answer I got when I asked. You know, sometimes something like this gets used for something other than cooking. It gets used for correction,
for instruction.
But what's coming for this earth is a whole lot more than just instruction and correction and training. That's what it's for. I got
spanking.
But it's used for correction and instruction and training. But what's coming for this earth is something far more awful. You know, if the lights were turned out, and I had something else for you this morning, our time's just run away. When it's all dark in the world, what are these? What are these? What are they? They're candles. And they're for light. And if all the lights in this room had been out, and you'd had one of these in your hands, and it had been turned on, would it have been as good as the lights up there? No. Would it have given a little bit of light? Yeah, would it have given a little bit of light. And we're all to be lights while we wait here. But someday the Son of Righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to come back in judgment and clean up the earth. And it's as though all the lights, the sun, will come back on. The lights will be on. And there will be what you can see outwardly, righteousness on the earth. Let's pray. Let's thank Him for it. Our Lord Jesus, we just give thanks for Thy great love for each one of us. We just ask if there's someone here in the room this morning whose conscience is troubled, who's listened, smiled outwardly, but inside they know that they haven't bowed both knees to Thee. Just ask that they would come before it's too late, before the judgment comes. They would open and come to Thy arms of love and mercy, forgiveness, and cleansing by Thy blood. Just ask it, Lord Jesus, in Thy name, by Thy power. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Just have a couple announcements real quick here. First of all, lost and found, one item right here. Anybody recognizes this? Also, the card for Merle Graham is still available over in the corner to sign before Paul takes it back, so you might want to do that right away. The servers have been doing a good job of signing up, so I don't think there's any more need. Thank you for your help. The next meeting will be breaking of bread at 10:30. It'd be nice to be seated by quarter after. Thank you. Oh, yeah.